Ah, yeah, you know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock on behalf of Joshua P. Warren. And now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
All hope will abandon.
My business is keeping the boys warm. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts. Folks, we have a plethora of offensive material to share with you tonight. Educational material, but some may take offense. So you know what it is. It's the Dark 30. I have a pair of grilled cheese reaction stories, and then maybe we can just riff on grilled cheese sandwiches once the facts in these two cases are exposed.
That sounds riveting.
Baltimore, Maryland. A man is facing attempted murder charges after an argument over a grilled cheese sandwich sparked an hours-long standoff with police. Police say that a 55-year-old male fired multiple rounds through his floor after he became angry when his wife took a bite out of his grilled cheese sandwich. They say the man fired his gun at her through the floor while she was making dinner. When his wife went to check on him, she found him surrounded by guns and ammunition. She did not yet realize he had been shooting at her. She went to see what all the noise was. The man said he was upset as he saw his wife eating a bite of his grilled cheese sandwich. This was a crime, he said, that was punishable by death. The woman thought he was kidding and told him dinner would be ready in a few minutes. Soon after, the wife heard three more gunshots, the projectiles of which came through the kitchen floor near where she was standing and striking near her, police said in a press release. She called police, ran out of the home with her children. The kids were in the house? No one was injured. When they arrived, the man barricaded himself into the home for a three-hour standoff and ultimately surrendered peacefully in return for police supplying him a grilled cheese sandwich with no bites taken out of it. Right now, we don't know if there were any mental issues or if there were drugs or alcohol involved, said the officer, and the man will be taken to a local hospital for evaluation to see why this whole thing enraged him so much about this grilled cheese sandwich. The man's been charged with attempted first-degree murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and multiple other charges.
He needed to be taken to the Sonic because they got that whole sale going on with 99-cent grilled cheese grillers right now. It could have all been avoided.
For 99 cents and a trip to Sonic.
Yeah.
Well, check this one out. Waukesha County, I believe that's Wisconsin. A man accused of pulling gun on a woman and attempting to assault her as she turned down grilled cheese. This is kind of like the flip side of the grilled cheese.
The universe working itself out.
Right. A 19-year-old, a bit younger gentleman, facing felony charges for attempted sexual assault and holding a woman against her will, accused in an incident that escalated after the woman turned down a grilled cheese sandwich. Court documents show the incident happened Monday afternoon near Hampton in Waukesha County. Investigators said the female victim responded to a Snapchat message from a man inviting her to his home. She asked him for a grilled cheese sandwich and told police when she arrived he was making food in the kitchen. She said he then pulled a small black pistol from his jeans pocket and pressed the barrel against her forehead. And the victim said the man threatened her, attempted to sexually assault her, and the court documents say he kept putting his arm up to block her from leaving, and she eventually got away and called police. Officials interviewed the man at his home. A criminal complaint says he told them he became very angry when the woman refused to eat the grilled cheese sandwich he made for her. He admitted to picking up the gun and pointing it directly at the victim's head. I was going to make her eat it. There was nothing sexual about it. If you cook food for someone like your mom taught you, you eat it, and that's what I told her. The man said the woman was nuts and began to laugh and egged him on, telling him, "Pull it," the complaint said. "I dare you." The victim was able to leave the man's home without being hurt. The man admitted to police the gun was a pellet gun, and he had emptied the ammunition in front of the victim. She knew it was not real. The woman told police the man was a mutual friend who she saw every now and then. She said they never dated. The man said the woman is nuts and made the whole thing up. He made his initial appearance in court. Preliminary hearing set for February. $5,000 bond. The man has pled not guilty to anything other than making a grilled cheese sandwich. There are the two extremes of grilled cheese rage.
I mean, there's a few things. There's a few lines you don't cross in this world. And turning down a grilled cheese sandwich is up there. I mean,
just like your mom taught you.
Just like my mom. Was he using Velveeta? Because if he was using Velveeta, I can totally.
That doesn't count. That's not a real grilled cheese sandwich. If she came over expecting a real grilled cheese sandwich and you went Velveeta on
it. I would like to disagree, sir. But. Shelly, weigh in on the Velveeta.
You know, it goes beyond Velveeta. It's just put your big boy pants on and get the hell over it. Exactly. Nobody wants your damn sandwich.
Nobody
or maybe
wants
your wife wants
sandwich.
A bite. Just give it to her.
She never really answered or responded to why she wouldn't eat the sandwich. Didn't it say she asked for the sandwich?
Maybe
she said, "I'm coming over to fix your sandwich."
He had a gun pointed at her head.
Yeah, I would use my appetite. I would.
Oh, my goodness. Arizona man was arrested for possession, surprised to find out the state didn't legalize marijuana. Ignorance of the law
is no excuse.
And election news, for that matter, not a valid excuse for an aging Arizona toker arrested this week in Golden Valley. After allegedly resisting arrest, the 54-year-old told deputies early Wednesday morning he thought the state had legalized marijuana, according to the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. Deputies took him to jail anyway. He was pretty mad. He said, "I was just in California and bought this legally. You can buy pot on every damn street corner in some shops, and you arrested me." And the deputies assured the man that pot remained illegal in Arizona. "You mean I can drive 20 minutes west and it's all good, but right here I get arrested? What kind of stupid state is this?" the man said. Possession of any amount of marijuana remains a felony in Arizona after voters rejected Prop 205 in November by a ratio of about 52% to 48%. But thanks to successful legalization elections in California and Nevada, adults 21 and older now have the freedom to use marijuana without legal penalty. Maine and Massachusetts also legalized for adults, making Arizona the only one of five states that turned down the opportunity. Nonetheless, the man in Arizona had committed a felony.
So, you know, anybody in those other states did not commit a crime. He did not commit a crime when he went to California, but let's make light of his situation as he is now a felon for doing something that other states can do legally and that everybody pretty much does anyway. And now this poor 55-year-old guy who probably doesn't have a record is now a felon for smoking an herb. Let us make light of that. It's awful.
The officers found him kicking back near his vehicle, listening to some music amid the aroma of marijuana smoke, according to the sheriff's office.
Just chilling.
He said they had to let him know that this was illegal and illegal without a prescription and a medical marijuana card. See, that's a point that I didn't see really detailed in the rest of this article. The fact that
You can get medical marijuana in Arizona.
That's what's implied here. Advised that the marijuana is illegal without a prescription and a card. So yeah, that is a fine line, Sam. This fellow who had just been in California, and he's in a state where
a very strict state. Yeah, you can get a medical marijuana card in Arizona.
So he was just smoking it without a medical prescription. Do you think that maybe they just wanted to make a...
No. I think the more important question is, what was he listening to in his car while he was smoking? I like to picture in my head he was listening to Little Feet.
Maybe the officers had something against Little Feet.
If it was, in fact, Little Feet.
Yeah, or whatever his, they didn't like his
choice.
Bob
of, Dylan, it was Bob Dylan.
He would all have arrested him.
Oh, goodness. Now, this woman steals every condom box available in the supermarket. A Swansea, Illinois woman is jailed on felony theft after she was caught stealing 31 boxes of Trojan condoms from a supermarket, according to cops, who said the combined price of the purloined prophylactics.
Oh, that's another good one.
Exceeded $300.
Writing that down.
According to court records, the 25-year-old woman was arrested following the condom heist at a market in the small community about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Supermarket employees dialed 911 after they saw the woman come straight into the store, walk straight at the condoms, and start swiping them. She took every box they had and then just turned around and ran with the employees chasing as she left the store. When the woman spotted the arriving cops, she ditched the condoms by tossing them as she ran in every direction and continued to flee. But she was quickly apprehended. The woman charged with felony retail theft after refusing to allow jail personnel to photograph and fingerprint her. The woman was charged with obstructing a police officer, locked up in lieu of a $50,000 bond. The woman entered a not guilty plea, is scheduled for a preliminary hearing at the end of the month. Her rap sheet includes prior theft convictions and several outstanding warrants. They don't indicate whether she intended to resell the condoms or if they were for personal
use. I go to a barber shop that has a big bowl of free condoms and lube, and that's how I just get out of that. It's just as many as you want to take, you can have them. No arrest. You don't need to worry about it. Just take as many as you want.
But 31 boxes, a combined retail value of...
They're expensive. They're expensive.
Better
safe than sorry.
More Dark 30 coming up after the break on Speaking of Strange.
Taking you up in the world. Oh, never leave me out. I'm standing by the sidelines. Oh, never leave me out. I'm standing by. I watch it all from afar. Heaven help me. I watch it all from afar. Heaven help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. I watch it all from afar. Another brain on the campus, just another set of ideas.
Speaking of Strange, back with more Dark 30 material. This is the hour that you'll want to tune out if you're the least bit squeamish, offended by the sordid, the stanky, the unseemly. There's a lot of, rather livid, no. What's a good lascivious material?
Lurid.
Lurid.
Okay, use all those adjectives you haven't had a chance to use since freshman English. This one here out of Palm Harbor, Florida. A woman hands out CDs filled with naked photos of her ex-husband. A 32-year-old woman has been jailed on stalking charges after she allegedly distributed naked photos of her ex-husband to the man's employer, fellow employees, parents, and close friends on CD drives. She sent them in the mail. The woman was arrested on misdemeanor charges at Palm Harbor home she once shared with her ex-spouse. The couple's marriage was recently dissolved, according to court records. Police allege she mailed a CD of the nude images to her ex-husband's parents and hand-delivered packages of CDs to her former husband's workplace, passed them out to his fellow friends and employees. The CDs were labeled, "Important Information Requires Immediate Attention." The woman handed out about 50 of the CDs. Many of the pictures had been labeled with phrases such as, "Look at the man with the world's smallest brain and penis." In a post-arrest interview, the woman reportedly confessed to making and burning the images to discs and then distributing the CDs. She said the man promised to stay married to her till death do they part, and she had every right in the world, since he broke his vows, to do whatever she wanted to him. And she said the man divorced her because she was crazy and he had made this all up.
Didn't know how to use technology because she was burning these images to CD. People, his coworkers got these things like, what do you want us to do with the, what is this? Well, put it in a driveway. You send me a link.
She pled not guilty because of God-given rights to the sanctity of marriage, being held in Pinellas County.
Hey.
In lieu of a $1,000 bond, judge ordered her to have no contact with her ex-husband.
I went to church in Palm Harbor.
They weren't handing out. There were no divorcees handing out the CDs there. I hope. Smile, this man. Here's that's the headline. Smile, man tries to rob a store that sells surveillance cameras in Deerfield, Florida. If you were to compile a list of places it might be unwise to burglarize, what would be on it? Police stations, the White House, probably. It might steal an ashtray from the White House. How about stores that sell surveillance cameras? I only ask because a man had the stupidity to walk up to a store called Spy Spot Camera Investigations and see what he could get away with. In Deerfield Beach, Florida, a store that specializes in GPS tracking devices, recording devices, and, oh, yes, surveillance cameras. "We got a whole bunch of surveillance cameras," the store manager said. "We've also got hidden cameras." Yet the accusation is that in the early hours of Wednesday morning, a miscreant, that's a fun word, a miscreant wandered up to the store and tried to throw a rock through the window and steal things from the store. You'll be stunned into stasis when I tell you that the store's cameras, some in plain view, captured all the action. The store even posted the video to YouTube. The man's wearing blue gloves and a hoodie and sports a fine gray beard. He doesn't just toss a rock. He also tries to push and kick the door in, appears relatively oblivious to the surveillance cameras, even looks right at it and kind of smiles, which is a pity for him because the camera got a fine shot of his face. And the store manager said, "This man has to be a complete idiot." And there's where we left it. They didn't say they caught him yet, did they?
It's not very nice of them to say that.
Don't judge.
Sometimes it's best to try to do these things in plain sight. Where's the best place to hide? In plain sight. Where's the best place to rob? In a surveillance camera store.
He might think. We'll see. That fine gray beard is going to give him away, though. The police say a video voyeur copped to a weekly ritual. Sunday, no day of rest for Florida creep. In Florida.
That was half-assed, dude.
Yeah, because I don't have a city. Oh, it's Miami. It's so obvious they don't even have to
Miami,
put it.
Miami, Ohio.
They don't even have to put Miami Beach in the dateline. That's what I was fumbling for. Miami. An accused video voyeur arrested for recording upskirt footage of a female victim said to police, "I do this every Sunday. It's my day of relaxation and panty watching." 29-year-old man was collared this week following an incident on a South Beach street. According to police, the pedestrian reported that she was being closely followed by a male stranger who bumped into her when she suddenly stopped and turned around. At that point, the man touched the woman's buttocks under her dress. She said it was weird and totally was like he was doing something and up to no good. The victim, cops say, then noticed that the man later identified was holding a cell phone under her dress, apparently recording video. Miami Beach police officer subsequently arrested the man and seized his phone as evidence. Police were stunned to find in the photos that he had done the same thing to about 10 other people the same day, and there were photos like this in the phone occurring every Sunday for months that had gone unreported. When he was confronted by the officer with the evidence, the man reportedly admitted that such illicit filming was part of his every weekend routine. I do this every Sunday. It's the way I relax. Looking at all the different panties women are wearing.
Right.
If they don't want you to look, why else would they wear skirts and dresses?
Right.
Is it not obvious that they're willing participants in this game and know what's going on? No harm, no foul, the man said. Well.
What do you do on Sundays, Vance?
Sleep.
Sure you do. I mean, look, you go down... leisurely Sunday, do a little panty watching.
Don't you even? No, don't you even?
Upskirt. Yeah, the whole upskirt, the word upskirt, I find frankly offensive. But
oh, come on. How are you going to be host of this show if you find that offensive?
I'm going to be very offended the entire Dark 30 hour. goodness. These were not intentional. They may have kind of landed this way, but I didn't intentionally arrange them so that there would be so much bell ringing. But this woman, 61, clobbered her hubby for sex refusal in Florida, faces domestic battery charge after her husband refused to have sex with her. The 61-year-old Florida woman punched him in the face before twice kneeing him in the groin, which could interfere with any future activity, according to the police who arrested the woman for domestic battery. As detailed in a criminal complaint, a tipsy woman last night clobbered her husband inside the couple's condominium in Seminole. Cops charge became upset with the 60-year-old victim after he would not have sex with her. After punching her husband in the eye, she kneed him in the groin when he sought to keep her from driving away from their home. The woman is accused of kneeing her spouse a second time and then kneeing him in the thigh. And when questioned by a cop, the woman said she had zero defense story explanation. That's the quote, zero defense story explanation, adding that she wanted to go to jail and become a lesbian. En route to the county lockup, the woman denied striking her husband, suggested maybe my husband is having an affair and another woman in his life who looks just like me beat him up. Women with suntans all look alike, she said.
Oh, that's just racist.
Charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, the woman spent the night in jail before a judge released her today on her own recognizance. She has been ordered to wear a continuous alcohol monitor during the duration of her criminal case. Maybe, alcohol monitors.
Maybe she was watching too much Orange is the New Black and she thought she had to go to jail to become a lesbian. You don't have to do that.
I'm thinking that there should really be a divorce in this guy's future.
I would think so. Yeah, anyway.
An alcohol monitor. It sounds... That's just to make sure that she can't have any because... So she has a problem with it, and so that way the court can tell, her probate can tell if she has violated it.
Sounds like a lot of domestic bliss down Florida way. And
being alone ain't so bad.
We'll be back with more of the Dark 30 after this break. Speaking of strange...
Thank you. In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad.
You're listening to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour, the hour where you're going to want to tune out if you're not interested in hearing some potentially outrageous material. Or if there's young'uns around, it's bedtime, get those kids off to bed, because this stuff is not appropriate. I don't even know why we do this. It's a cautionary tales, folks. These are every week 1 hour of cautionary tales, or also to uplift yourself, to be able to shake your head and say, I don't got it so bad, because I'm not the guy who got the gun pulled on me for my chicken nuggets.
Because you ate your grilled cheese sandwich.
This brave girl fights off a 12-year-old classmate who held her at gunpoint after she refused to give him even one chicken nugget. A student allegedly held at gunpoint in New York by her 12-year-old classmate who demanded she give him a McDonald's chicken nugget. New York Police Department said it was the boy's second attempt to get a McNugget from the girl. When he asked her for a McNugget, she refused and walked away. Police said the boy allegedly followed the girl into the subway station, proceeded to point a gun at her head, and said, "We tried the nice thing, now let's try the gun thing. Hand over all the McNuggets, else it's about to get ugly." And the girl, whose age hasn't been revealed, smacked the gun away and told the boy to leave her alone, and told him, if he even tried to pick it up, she would teach him a real lesson about thug life. Police said, told the girl that the girl was unharmed, boarded the train where she saw the boy showing another student the gun. The girl reported the incident to school officials the next day, saying, "This wimp is packing." The girl told police some things in life are worth fighting for, and there was no way she was handing over her McNuggets to this kid, gun or no gun. He damn well knew if he had went to pick up that thing, I would have beat him till he could not have walked home by himself.
I love her.
You ain't getting my nuggets, gun or no gun.
Show you a thing about thug life.
Mm. Yeah, it didn't reveal her age. The boy was 12 years old. Imagine this. The girl may have been 8 or 10 years old.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if it could get much better, though. The point is, she got on the subway and enjoyed her chicken nuggets. Kind of scary, though, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of Alberta students seeking sugar daddies. Facing staggering debt loads, the hundreds of post-secondary students are logging onto a website set up to connect them with sugar daddies who can provide them a monthly allowance and gifts in exchange for negotiated relationships. But student advocates warn such arrangements can be fraught with peril, exposing them to potential exploitation or abuse with few avenues to disentangle themselves from a bad situation. The matchmaking website released its rankings of universities that have had students sign up in search of financial aid. Equating relationships to a business deal, the company said clients hammer out financial arrangements with benefactors ahead of time, leaving the expectations of such an accord between them. I'm not surprised more students are signing up, he said. The really interesting thing is how the website is actively recruiting students from post-secondary schools, knowing many will unlikely be able to afford all the costs. According to statistics, the average tuition fees for an undergraduate student were $5,730 a month average in 2015. For those studying medicine or dentistry, those annual fees can triple or even quadruple. Books and course materials add about another $1,000 to the tally. And covering housing, food, and other costs adds thousands more. The man says, while it's understandable some students consider such transactions as a potential solution to financial struggles, it could come with unintended consequences. I'm concerned about power dynamics in relationships like this, he said. When you're a student, you're definitely more vulnerable, and you're getting involved with someone who might be a bit more established in their life and career, and the student might be negatively impacted. There's a high level of stigma. Even though it might be conducted in secret, it can cause personal and professional consequences. Young people aren't really the best at anticipating risk and negotiating the best deal for themselves. The women who sign up in search of sugar daddies are essentially entering a business contract, but unlike most workers, they lack the rights and recourse should those terms be violated. Looking at these sites, we're not shocked by the number of signups, he said. If you're going to do this, treat it like any other job. Educate yourself and know the risks. Tasteless, to say the least.
Tasteless, super predatory. They know what's going on, but, just make sure you read the fine print. And on another note, where are the parents saying, okay, look, little Susie, all right, you need to be realistic. What you want to do in life, are you ever going to be able to pay this back? How are you going to pay for this?
Is this not
what you should do. You should never do this.
Is this like the logical next step or the cyber version of stripping your way through college? You hear about that a lot.
It's the new version of that. It's a lot easier. I mean, you don't have to get licensed. You get somebody to take care of your bills, and it's an arrangement. It's a business agreement.
It's predatory. I think it's sick.
Unless you agree to it.
Yeah, but I mean, college kids are. Kids don't make best decisions,
no.
Sam.
That's how you get them in. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's,
Yeah, potentially bad.
Potentially.
Always,
right.
Know what you're getting into.
I mean, Vance knows because, he was lured into being a sugar baby. He was a sugar baby for a long time.
How I paid for college. Here's another one that really makes you, feel sorry for the state of humanity. This AI expert says a human will marry a robot by 2050. Human-robot relationships are a running theme in pop culture. From the Cylons of Battlestar Galactica, that's a bit dated, but to Spike Jonze film, Her, and last year's hit show Westworld, but that kind of scenario might not be science fiction much longer. Dr. Levy, the gentleman's name, Dr. David Levy, is co-founder of Intelligent Toys Limited and the author of Love and Sex with Robots. 10 years ago, he predicted that human-robot marriages would be legal by the year 2050. I believe that we need another 2 or 3 decades at least. I think my original estimate of the year 2050 is about right. But Dr. Levy believes real-life human-robot marriages will mark a positive step forward for society. Robotics technology still has a long way to go before Dr. Levy's vision can be achieved. But he says artificial intelligence and robotics technology are advancing faster now than ever before. There are two characteristics that require perfecting before humans will be interested in marrying robots, Dr. Levy predicts. The flawless recognition of human speech and the ability to carry on a good conversation. One doesn't want to have a long-term relationship with someone with whom one can't communicate, he says. But even if the technology is developed to a point where robots can pass for a human, it remains to be seen whether humans will accept them as such. Humanoid robots are starting to look increasingly lifelike, including this robot named Mark One, built by product and graphic designer Ricky Ma to look like Scarlett Johansson.
I saw that.
Ugh. A human-robot marriage would pose all kinds of challenges for lawmakers, from the question of whether robots could be granted custody of children or access to their spouses' bank accounts, to the basic question of free will. But many fundamental legal questions pertaining to robotics have yet to be answered, including who's responsible if a robot commits a crime. One solution, Dr. Levy says, would be for robots to be insured like motor vehicles. If the insurance policy expires, the robot could be decommissioned. Then if the robot does something unpleasant, it's all taken care of with the insurance policy. It's getting creepy up in here.
Let me pose a question to you. This is kind of like robotic, but like, you know, with a virtual reality being, you know, making leaps and bounds and advancements in, you know, what's being able to be done. What if you were given a choice and it was said, like, you could take a vacation, like for a week or two or maybe a month. You get hooked up to an IV or something. You get, like, some Soylent Green pumped into you.
Soylent Green is people.
I know. And you have, like, a colostomy bag or something, so you don't have to worry about the bathroom. But, like, you're living inside a virtual world. But, like, you're living a much better life than you're actually living in the real world, where you can't pay your bills and, like, you live in a crappy apartment and, like, you don't have a girlfriend. But then all of a sudden in your fake world, you have a beautiful girlfriend. You live in a mansion.
People are already doing that. They're looking at life through their cell phones.
But this is more realistic.
It does it's 3D. Replace.
It's 4D.
Umbrella drinks on a beach. That does not.
You'd be able to smell it, taste it, touch it, live it, fans?
I think nothing beats the real thing.
Nothing beats the real thing.
Is that a Coke slogan from the 80s? Can't beat
the
real thing.
It was a U2 song.
Oh, you know, I think it might have been.
We're winding down, folks. Just a few more minutes of Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back. Yes, Speaking of Strange, the last few minutes of the Dark 30 hour, where we get into some unsavory, unseemly, indecent, occasionally, material. So if you're not up for that, you've been warned. Now would be the time to tune out, or you may potentially be offended. Not necessarily with this one, though. Shelley, you looked over this one, and... wrote a note in the margins. I'm throwing the hooey card on this one. Throwing down the hooey card. U.S. Army wants to design biodegradable plant-growing bullets. U.S. Army to go green. As you well know, bullets are designed to kill people so far, so bad, but the metallic compounds in them also tend to leach into the environment and kill off plants and wildlife, too. At training facilities the world over, the U.S. Army uses live ammunition to gear up their soldiers for combat. These bullets just remain in the wild and do their damage. Deciding that enough is enough, officials are now asking for proposals to design biodegradable bullets that shall harm the environment no more. Not only that, but they are hoping that the bullets will contain seeds specialized for each local environment so that they will ultimately grow environmentally beneficial plants that eliminate ammunition debris and contaminants. Seeds.
That sounds like a good, that's forward thinking. That's good thinking. I don't think it's hooey.
I mean, as long as the bullets are being fired, and, you know, not all of them, as they mentioned, under combat situations.
Right.
I mean, they're releasing these
you get hit with it,
material
it's
into the environment.
It's
going to
sting.
Right? That's
Grow a
right.
dandelion.
Not only will new plants sprout from these seed bullets, but they will help suck out dangerous chemicals from their surrounding environment. It's certainly an ambitious project, but no one outside the one outside the realms of possibility, according to the official report. This type of bullet shell has already been tested. That was my Kermit. According to the official report, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory has demonstrated bioengineered seeds that can be used as embedded biodegradable composites, and that will not germinate until they have been in the ground for several months, it states. It's fascinating, but you don't believe they're that progressive thinking? What was...
I just didn't... I'm not of that mindset, I suppose.
Shelley's a Republican.
I think it's nice.
Well,
I think it kind of reminds me of the old protest stunt of putting the flower in the barrel of the rifle. The hippies would
die with a bullet in their eye, put
flowers in the,
with a
in the barrel of the rifle. Well, I mean, it's not just because you want to go to war or because you are engaged in combat. I'm not talking about anybody's particular wants, but the military-industrial complex could at least be a little more green.
It makes sense, does it not? I mean, like, you take maybe salt, you know. You've seen that ad on TV, like, you shoot the flies with the salt gun.
I haven't seen that commercial.
Shelly's mad at me now. She's giving me the look. She's like,
no.
I think we'll see it. I mean, this reminded me of something I saw that was legit, that there's a company designing a... six-pack ring that is basically fish food. It's biodegradable.
See,
fish food.
I can see that. I can see that. This,
Oh, but then what happens when little Junior goes and starts nibbling on your Budweiser ring and he turns into Aquaman?
Oh, goodness. This one may not be all that strange. It's not good, but... You really, if you think about it, it's doesn't seem all that unbelievable.
A
woman's body found in the Walmart parking lot that had been there 3 months in Salinas, California. A California woman who had been missing for months has been found in a car that had been parked in a Walmart parking lot for possibly 3 months. The woman was last seen in early November when she left a rehab center, and she was reported missing, and police opened a missing persons case. Fast forward to last week when Walmart employees noticed a silver Volkswagen Jetta that had been parked outside the Salinas, California store.
For 3 months.
It took them 3 months.
Police looked at security footage that went back as far as December, and it showed the car in the same spot. Walmart officials said they do not have security patrolling the parking lot overnight, but have the 24-hour surveillance camera. The woman's cause of death has not been determined, but her sister said that a suicide note was found and a drug needle was found in the car, and she said the woman probably went to Walmart to commit suicide as it was her favorite place to be on Earth. and she always called Walmart her safe place. That's
I can feel that, though.
On so many levels.
But, you know, I was out at a show this past weekend, and I watched the tow truck drivers here in town literally yank cars within, like, a minute and a half of, like, people parking.
Oh, man. I've watched the tow truck teams just go to work.
And there's a car in a Walmart parking lot for 3 months with a dead body in it. 3 months.
Obviously, they don't go back and take a look at that surveillance footage ever.
Well, I think we should start a campaign. Let's write them. Shelley, you're on it.
Folks, this has been Speaking of Strange. I'm Vance Pollock in the hot seat.
The new host!
Thank you. And let's do this again next week, guys. You are commanded.